Yeah, so F1, I believe, comes out June 27th. We've had that one circled for a while. Like you said, stars Brad Pitt. I believe Javier Bardem is also in it. Pretty sure Carrie Condon, who was an Oscar nominee for the Banshees of Inisherin, is also in it. And it was directed by Joseph Kosinski, who recently, speaking of Tom Cruise, directed Top Gun Maverick. So it's a movie set in the world of F1, and I believe they filmed at real F1 races. And it's basically about Brad Pitt being a former racer who gets back into the game in various ways. So if you like the kinetic action of Top Gun Maverick, if you like Brad Pitt, if you like racing, if you watch Drive to Survive on Netflix and we're like, I can't get enough of this, you can't really ask for more than a giant F1 movie in the middle of the summer.
What else is coming up that's got you excited for the Lindsay Theater?
Let's see. In a couple weeks, I believe June 13th is the live-action How to Train Your Dragon remake.
Oh.
DreamWorks is getting in on that now. And How to Train Your Dragon, that is a really lovely, really fun. One of the bigger surprises of the 2010s for me, probably. It's basically just a movie about a kid and a dragon, and they sort of reunite, like, their worlds based on their friendship. And the remake, I mean, again, like Lilo and Stitch, looks like it's capturing the spirit of the original, so that's going to be really fun. On June 6th, we are likely going to get The Phoenician Scheme, which is Wes Anderson's new movie. And that's another movie I've seen, and I can definitively say it is a Wes Anderson movie.
I could tell
So,
they started showing the trailer and like 3 seconds in, oh, this is Wes Anderson. He just has that what is
he's
it,
the most,
quirkiness, or I don't know what the word is.
the most dis One of the most distinctive filmmakers we have. His style is, yeah, if you like symmetry, man, is this a movie for you?
He did movies like The Grand Budapest Hotel and Fantastic Mr. Fox, Moonrise Kingdom.
Exactly. Yeah, no, all the hallmarks are there, and it's got another all-star cast with like Benicio del Toro, a really, really funny Michael Cera performance. Scarlett Johansson is in this. Tom Hanks and Bryan Cranston are in it. Like, it's a fun one. And then I haven't really had a chance to talk about this one publicly, but we got a really special one coming up. So on June 8th at 5 p.m., we have partnered with WQED to show a movie called Steel Links. It's a new WQED documentary. We're actually going to get it 2 days before it premieres on broadcast on WQED. And it's basically a tour of Pittsburgh's past and present, but kind of just centered around the fact that we're hosting a U.S. Open on June 12th. And it's basically hosted by Neil Walker, the former Pirate
Oh,
and
yeah.
Pittsburgh native. It's also got appearances from like Bill Cowher and Charlie Batch and Rocco Mediate and Carol Simple Thompson, who are two golf pros from around here. Wiz Khalifa is also in it.
Because
And because Pittsburgh.
Right. That's why I'm laughing.
But yeah, and Neil Walker is going to be at that screening for a Q&A. So he'll be at the theater for that one. So we're going to open tickets really, really soon for that. Just mark June 8th, Sunday, June 8th at 5 p.m. on your calendars. And no, we love working with WQED. You know, I would argue two of this region's most prominent arts nonprofits working together for a really, really cool common cause on U.S. Open Week.
About
What do you
that.
need?
Though I do got to say, the Oaks Theater in Oakmont is showing Caddyshack and Happy Gilmore that weekend.
What? So why would you just start talking about another theater on the phone with me?
I like what you
That
guys
is
are doing.
so rude.
I'm on record. Lindsay's my favorite theater. And
Thank
you make it so convenient to let people know what movies are coming into Lindsay. You have like
I try.
an email update you guys do. How can someone get involved to know ahead of time what movies to look forward to?
I love that you asked that. And I do want to say real quick, we are programming a summer series at the moment that we haven't quite finalized yet. We're looking at Caddyshack as well, so stay tuned on hopefully some announcements regarding some of those movies in the near future. But yeah, no, I personally write a newsletter that go, one that go, it goes out every Tuesday and Friday, and you can sign up for that on the Lindsay's website. Just literally give us your name and email, and poof, you get two awesome newsletters in your inbox every week. You can go to thelindsaytheater.org. You can also go to Fandango, by the way. We have all of our movie times up there if that's easier for you. And also, you can follow us on social, mainly Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You'll get all the information you need there. And yeah, no, we're very easily accessible. You can call us, 412-259-8542. You can email us at hello@thelindseytheater.org. Man, we're just your friendly neighborhood movie theater. We want to hear from you. We love seeing you. And yeah, just if you need anything, you know where to find us.
You totally are. And I want to spell up for people. It's Lindsay. It's L-I-N-D-S-A-Y. So that's the Lindsay.
I suppose that needs to be theater. That needs to be spelled out.
Yes. Well, no, that's okay. I appreciate that. And I remember talking.
Man, people spell Lindsay in the weirdest ways. So
I can imagine.
I get you.
And I remember once talking to Carolina, who works there. Last name Thor, by the way. What a great name for someone running a movie theater. But she says Beaver.
Our intrepid CEO.
Yes, Beaver County. A lot of your moviegoers come from Beaver County. She had a percentage, if I remember correctly, but it was a good number of people from Beaver County or your regular moviegoers.
I always describe Sewickley to people as who are not familiar with Sewickley as like if you took Shadyside and you plopped it right on the border of Allegheny County and Beaver County.
I like that.
And so yeah, I mean, we're just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Beaver. I mean, Sewickley might as well be Beaver County.
Oh, and you heard it here first. I agree.
I said it might as well be. So take that for what it's worth. But point being, yeah, no, Beaver people, please.
Yes. I highly recommend it. It's the Lindsay and Walnut Street and Sewickley. And Josh, one more question, because you get to see so many movies. You got a really cool job there. What's the best you've seen so far? Because at one point, some of these movies will be coming out on streaming services or we can pay-per-view, whatever. What's one you would recommend people got to track down and watch?
Do I have time to give you my top five of the year so far?
Yeah, go ahead.
This will be quick, I promise. Best thing I've seen by a mile is Sinners. The Lindsay played that for a week. That's Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan's vampire movie.
Ooh.
It has a good case for best movie of the 2020 so far. So I highly recommend that one. Steven Soderbergh made two movies this year, one called Presence, which is literally a ghost story from the perspective of a ghost, and it's amazing.
Oh.
And then he made a movie called Black Bag, which is a spy movie starring Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. That's just like the most stylish thing I've seen from him in years. I'm gonna be honest, I love Thunderbolts. I think Thunderbolts is one of the five best things I've seen so far this year. Today is our last day carrying it, actually, but Marvel hasn't made a movie this good in a long time, and I highly recommend people check that out. And I guess this is a bad look for me recommending a streaming movie, but I really, really love the 50 years of SNL music documentary on Peacock. I've never seen music footage edited the way Questlove did in that documentary, and just a lot of really cool background stories. So that's the one that was a streaming original, and I think the other four. Thunderbolts, not Thunderbolts, but at least the first three I mentioned, they're at least on VOD and some might be streaming already. So there you go. There's your quick catch-up tour of 2025 movies.
Very helpful. Thunderbolts, of course, with Scarlett Johansson, one of the lead roles. So.
Nope.
No?
That would be Florence Pugh, the new Black Widow.
Oh, shows what I know. Oh, wait, is that
Scarlett
the one?
Hasn't been in the MCU in years.
Is Julia Louis-Dreyfus in that one?
There you go.
Okay. I redeem myself slightly. All right, well, Josh, thank you so much. I love talking movies.
Hey, if you like Scarlett Johansson, catch her in Jurassic World Rebirth.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Probably grab her.
That's the one I'm thinking of. I knew she was on. You said SNL, and I knew she was on for a reason. But all right, there you have it.
Also, she's married to Colin Jost.
That can't hurt. Yes, he's on there too. All right, well, Josh, always fun catching up with you on movies and the Lindsay Theater. One more time, it's the Lindsay, Lindsay Theater.org and on Walnut Street. Keep up the great work down there, and we'll have you on again soon to talk about maybe the late summer movies and getting us ready for what people need to know about movie world.
Sounds good to me. Thanks for having me. See you in July.
All right, looking forward to there you have it. That is Josh from the Lindsay Theater. Now I feel like going out and seeing some movies. I don't know about you, but stay right there. More music coming.
Now thundering through the valley on four powerful radio stations. It's Beaver County Radio on 95.7 and 99.3 FM, along with 1230 WBVP and 1460.